try to get along, love people, do what God tells us to do. You know, but sometimes we have, what do I do when love isn't returned? You know, what do I do if I've tried and the hate is still felt, whether real or imagined? You know, sometimes it's real, sometimes we just imagine it. Or when we try, or at least think we gave an effort, that's up to you on how much effort was given, but make an effort for reconciliation, and maybe it doesn't seem to work. You know, there's issues there. And, you know, and sometimes we look at it, well, it wasn't really my fault, you know, so why should I have to do that? I think God looks at it and says, it doesn't matter whose fault it was. It doesn't matter if it's their fault, your fault. It doesn't matter. I've asked you to reconcile. I've asked you to be together. I've asked you to love one another. So the fault part doesn't matter. And it's really irrelevant. So we're going to start out in Romans 12, 9 through 21 this morning. Kind of address how we should be. Romans 12, 19, I'm sorry, 9 through 21. Start out, love must be sincere. Hate what is evil, but cling to what's good. Be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above yourselves. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor, serving the Lord. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Share with the Lord's people who are in need. Practice hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Mourn with those who mourn. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be proud, but be willing to associate with people of low position. Do not be conceited. Do not repay anyone evil for evil. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everyone. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Do not take revenge, my dear friends, but leave room for God's wrath. For it is written, it is mine to avenge. I will repay, says the Lord. On the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. In doing this, you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. So it gives us the idea what to do. You know, first of all, if you're going to love, it's got to be sincere. It's got to be genuine. You know, we can't really fake love. You know, people are going to know if it's true or not. You know, people know if we really care. And we generally know when other people really care about us. Or whether they're acting out of a sense of obligation or a duty. You know, if it's genuine love and genuine care or not, we can generally tell. And it's easy to love those who love you. That's the easy part. It's not as easy for those who give you problems and issues and stir things up. And it's really not easy for someone labeled as an enemy. If you can label somebody as an enemy, it makes it even harder to love them. But that's what we're asked to do. Well, we're not asked, we're told to. We're told to love them. So no matter what happens, we're to cling to what is good. You know, we can't be drawn into that bitterness and anger and all that stuff that develops out of those things. We're to hang on to what's good. You know, and he gives us the recipe. You know, the recipe, you know, it's good if you make it with the right ingredients. You might be able to leave one thing out and still come out okay, but if you put in other stuff that don't belong, then it's probably not going to come out very good. It's not going to taste very good if you add things that's not supposed to be in there. And so what he's showing is, this is what you need to mix up. He says, be devoted to one another. You know, be devoted to one another. Put others first. He says, keep spiritual fervor, which is passion. Keep the passion in serving the Lord. Don't lose that. Be joyful in hope. You know, we can be joyful. We can have joy in our lives no matter what's going around. Happiness may dip a little. Joy can always be there because we've got him in our life. It's joy in and what we know to be, that Christ is in our life. He died for us. We've got our future home. So there should always be some joy in our life. That's our hope, but it's not a wish. It's a known thing, hope is. Patience in affliction. You know, things aren't always going to go well. There's going to be struggles. As we just talked about earlier, there's physical struggles, there's mental struggles, and there's going to be spiritual struggles. Or we're to have patience through them, patience to work those things out. We're to stay strong in those things. And faithful in prayer. Can't give up on prayer. You lose that communication with God, you lose that. You start to lose that relationship with God if you're not talking to Him. And we need to be faithful in the prayer, faithful in the answers, faithful in what God can do. Share with others, be hospitable, you know, give what you can, you know, be there for other people. Basically saying, keep up the fruit of the Spirit. You got the Holy Spirit in you, you got the fruit of the Spirit. You need to keep up with those things, you know. Always be a reflection and an example of God to others. This is for whatever happens in life, you know, not just the arguments we may have with someone. But we need to always be a reflection and an example of God to others. Then, you know, you've got those you may have issues with. If we kind of get back to that, those you've had maybe had a spat with. Maybe had a falling out with, maybe a big argument with, maybe you've even called each other names, maybe you had a debate. Sometimes 8-year-olds can be on TV. But what do we do? You know, what do we do with those people, with that person? Well, he says we go even further. You know, we bless those who persecute you. We go further. He says bless those that persecute you. Don't curse them. Be there for one another in good times and bad. And, you know, some of it you may not know what the other person's going through. Sometimes they just need to know they're loved or somebody cares about them. They're going through some struggles. And they just need to know somebody cares with whatever they're going through. And sometimes a person just vents frustration in their life to someone else. And someone else might be us. You know, they just got to vent that, get it out a little bit. And it's not fun to be the punching bag. But like the bag, you can take it and bounce back. You know, it doesn't knock you out. You bounce back. You're there to take another one. Because God will give you that strength. Do not repay evil for evil. Don't get back at a person. That makes you not any better. If we're seeking revenge. Revenge doesn't belong to us. It belongs to God. You know, He knows what's happening and He'll take care of it in His time and manner. We just got to leave it to Him. It says we're to live in peace with each other as far as it depends on us. You know, if we've given grace and tried to restore the relationship, and I mean really try, you know, sometimes we use the terms, well, time heals all wounds. We'll just give it time. Well, it never heals sometimes if we just give it time. Sometimes it gets better, but it doesn't heal. Sometimes it will, well, you know, if you ignore it, it'll go away. That rarely happens. Rarely happens. It doesn't go away if we ignore it. Or sometimes if we feel attacked and stuff, what we do is we tell others, hoping to get more people on my side. You know my point of view, so therefore I want you on my side, and if you confirm that to me, then I feel better justified about my anger and my bitterness. But if we've tried all we can do, if we've loved, if we've tried everything, if we've forgiven up to 7 times 70 times. From a Van Buren education, it's 490 times. But that's not really what he's saying. It's infinite times. We need to forgive. And it's okay to reach out and ask for forgiveness, you know, even if we don't believe we did anything wrong. You know, it may be hard, but if it'll fix the relationship, isn't that worth it? Isn't that worth it? And that's not saying the phrase, if I did anything wrong. If you say, if you put that if in there, if I did anything wrong, and it may be true, you may not know what it is, if I did anything wrong, it's meaning you're not really asking for forgiveness in whatever you're saying. That's just not saying that we mean it. It's genuine. That's a duty obligation maybe we're taking. But it needs to be genuine. But if we've asked for that, if we've done all we've offered them, you know, what we can for their life to be better, if we've helped them in any way we can, then there comes a time we can't do more. And it's up to them. It's up to God to make a difference. It says, in doing this, you will heap burning coals on their head. You know, Buddy used to joke about that over the years, that doing good things to people, that we're being mean and nasty, heaping coals on their head. But you've heard kill them with kindness. It's sort of like that. It's sort of like that. And hopefully, your acts of kindness, you know, your things that you're doing for them, that all these things that you did, and I believe the Bible's talking, they would have a burning conviction in their life and their attitude and their actions, that eventually the burning coals on their head would seep down into the rest of their body, and they would see and they would understand what they've done, where they've been. There's a story about Leonardo da Vinci, who was painting The Last Supper. He had an intense, bitter argument with a fellow painter. Now, Leonardo was so enraged that he decided to paint the face of his enemy into the face of Judas. Well, that way the hated painter's face would be preserved for ages in the face of the betraying disciple. Well, when Leonardo finished Judas, everyone easily recognized the face of the painter with whom Leonardo had quarreled. So he was a good painter. You could see who he drew, you know. Leonardo continued to work on the painting, but as much as he tried, he could not paint the face of Christ. Something was holding him back. Well, Leonardo decided his hatred towards his fellow painter was the problem. So he worked through his hatred by repainting Judas' face, replacing the image of his fellow painter with another face. Only then was he able to paint Jesus' face and complete the masterpiece. So it says, you see, when we're out of fellowship with others, it's hard to be in fellowship with God. Our relationship with others intertwines with our relationship with God. So are we being who he wants us to be? Are we being obedient? You know, are we taking our anger out? Are we showing it to others? We may not be painting the face of somebody else we got a problem with, but people can see it in our attitudes and actions. It's not a good look. Matthew chapter 5, verses 38 through 48, continues on. It says, you have heard that it was said, eye for eye and tooth for tooth. But I tell you, do not resist an evil person. If anyone slaps you on the right cheek, turn to them the other cheek also. And if anyone wants to sue you and take your shirt, hand over your coat as well. If anyone forces you to go 1 mile, go with him 2 miles. Give to the one who asks you, and do not turn away from the one who wants to borrow from you. You have heard that it was said, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be children of your Father in heaven. He causes his sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. If you love those who love you, what reward will you get? Are you not even the tax collectors doing that? And if you greet only your own people, what are you doing more than others? Do not even the pagans do that? Be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect. So we're to go the extra mile. Again, we're to go beyond. That's how important it is to God. Relationships. God's all about relationships. Our relation with Him, our relationship with each other. So a lot of the sins involves relationships, because those are what's important. You know, we're to go the extra mile. We're to go beyond the normal, especially for the ones that are a little more difficult to love. You know, if we put in the time and effort, it'll make a difference. And God knows it's not as easy. I mean, God knows it's not as easy to love those who don't love you in return. You know, it's not return. You know, people have wronged us. You know, that's a fact. We have wronged others. That's a fact. You know, we both did it. And, a lot of times, I would say maybe most of the times, a great amount of those times, one or the other of us didn't even know it. Didn't even know there was an issue or what we even did to cause it. So, Joni mentioned somebody was angry at me like 10 or 15 years ago. I said, why? Well, you said something. Well, I don't remember what I said 15 years ago, but I wish they had brought it up. I would have known, you know. And again, you don't say, you know, if I said anything, you just let it go. You just go, I'm sorry that I'm sorry I hurt you. You know, obviously you did, whether you intended to or not, doesn't matter. If you did it, but you just say, I'm sorry. It's so easy to put the if in there. I'm sorry I caused issues. I'm sorry that I offended you. But I think most of the time you don't even know when you've offended somebody, and the other person might not even know they've offended you. So, you know, if the other person doesn't know it, is it really that important? You know, if you're going to have an all-out drag-out, at least make it a good one. You know, don't make it these little ones that don't mean piddly squat. You know, don't bother with them. We're going to have an invitation in just a minute. But I do want to go to 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 13 through 16. And it says, who is going to harm you if you're eager to do good? But even if you should suffer for what is right, you're blessed. Do not fear their threats. Do not be frightened. But in your hearts, revere Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you, to give the reason for the hope that you have. But do this with a gentleness and respect, keeping a clear conscience, so that those who speak maliciously against your good behavior in Christ may be ashamed of their slander. You know, again, we're to behave like Christ. He's the ultimate example. You know, we can use these instances in our life to, you know, for good in our relationships. Use them to mature us in Christ. Use us to, you know, experience some of these, maybe so we can help others who are experiencing the same things going on in their life, or aversion that's going on in their lives. But we need to do what is ever necessary to not be enemies. You know, it just can't be. You know, God says it can't be. And I always said, how do you lose an enemy? You make them a friend. You know, prayer can help both your attitude and theirs. It can help you come together. We got one more. I just read it this week. Wanted to throw it in here, so I'm putting it right here. Proverbs 16:31. This is for, we got a good crowd, see, for this. So, gray hair is a crown of splendor. It is attained in the way of righteousness. So, attaboy, all of you out there. Most of us qualify. But specifically, those of us who have attained this crown by way of righteousness, you know, that this is God's word. You know, we need to be the mature Christians. You know, we need to be the ones to show the examples to others. We need to show the guidance to others on how to be, how to act. You know, our relationship with others and ours with God should be easier for us by now. Sometimes it's not, but it should be, because we should have matured in Christ at this point. So let us use what we know to be God's reflection to others. Love others and help others to do the same, no matter what happens to us or the struggles we go through or what people say about us or do things. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word again, Lord. We just pray that your spirit has spoken to hearts today, that all of us might glean something from your word today. And I believe we will, because you said it will not go forth and not have an effect. It will be fruitful. And so, Lord, we pray for that. Lord, help us to make friends of enemies. Help us to not pick and pick on things that happen and hold grudges and, you know, things that in this life don't really matter. Lord, we should be looking to the next life, to the future that we have, and helping people to get there. Those things that we struggle with now with other people are just small temporary things, Lord, that will be gone by the wayside, but have a tremendous effect on them while we're here. So help us to be more like you. Help us to love. Help us to help others. Help us to put others first, even in the difficult times. We ask your spirit to give us strength and courage and boldness to do it. We just thank you. We know you'll provide what we need when we need it. And we just ask it all in Jesus' name.